The notoriously dangerous Portuguese man of war, maybe looking to holiday in Ireland. One of them was found washed up on the beach at Ardmore in County Waterford over the weekend. And that's not the first one to appear on our shores this year. I'm joined now by marine biologist and science communicator Áine Lisa Shannon. How are you doing,
Áine
Lisa? How are you? Now, I said jellyfish of sorts because, strictly speaking, and you're a marine biologist, man-o-wars are not jellyfish.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, they do look like true jellyfish, but they're actually called siphonophores.
Right.
And they belong to a class called hydrozoans. Now, siphonophores are actually tiny organisms called zooids, and they all kind of look the same. And they're all genetically identical, but they all have an individual role to play. So let's just say the Portuguese man of war. So some of the tentacles will be designed to ensnare the prey.
Right.
Some of them will be designed to digest it. And then other ones will be designed to reproduce.
But what you're saying
so
to me
all
is
very
that
different.
They're all, a man of war is made up of many individual organisms.
Exactly, yeah.
Aha.
And it looks like one giant animal. And another comparison that you could put it against is coral. So if you saw a coral reef, it looks like one animal, but they're actually tiny individual organisms called zooids. So they're just made up of thousands of animals, but they actually can't live on their own. So they have to live and coincide together.
Right. So if you got a bite from a man of war, is it a number of these individual organisms biting you together, or is it just one little pecker?
So the stinging cells are nematocysts. So they can all sting you.
Yes.
But they'd release, it's like a harpoon is what they release. So basically, they're not looking to sting you, but once they go into contact with you, they'll just release the nematocyst and then they just give it a really, really nasty sting.
Now, they usually don't hang out on our coastlines because it's too cold for them.
Yeah, so they're not actually native to Irish waters. They're normally found in tropical regions. So they're actually found near the Azores and they're also found around the Caribbean. Normally, when they wash up around Irish waters, they kind of come in the end of the summer. That's when our waters are our warmest. And also when there's strong winds, they can actually bring them towards our coast as well. So like if you've washed up around the south and the east of Ireland, we might see a few more now at the end of September, kind of mid-September too.
Yeah, and it's a nasty owl sting you get from them.
It is. I would definitely avoid the water if I saw any, and I wouldn't go near any of them, even if they're washed up on the beach, because they still can sting you even when they're washed up. So normally the lifeguards will go around Irish beaches and they'll check to see if there's any around. They'll
yeah.
normally close the beaches. I would just steer clear of them. I mean, they're an amazing species, but I would not, even myself now, I wouldn't be risking going into the water.
I'm delighted we had this chat today, because now people be going, yeah, I got stung by a man-o-war jellyfish, and they'll be hopping around there in pain. I go, excuse me. Sorry, don't mean to be pedantic now. I know you're in pain, but it's not a jellyfish.
It's actually a siphonophore.
Siphonophore.
So there you go right now. You can tell them that.
And what you're dealing with there is loads of different organisms all in one. Make it look
exactly.
like one.
So, exactly.
Final question. I don't expect you to have an answer. I'm intrigued by the origins of words and phrases and all that. So where did it get its name from? Any idea, man of wars?
So the Portuguese man of war, I think it was based off a large sailing ship. Back in the 18th century.
Right.
Yeah, off the coast of Portugal. That's what I found anyway, and
right.
I'm going to go with that.
Yes, yeah. That's your story and you're sticking to it.
Áine
Lisa Shannon, great talking to you. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, because they were saying great things about you when you were on while I was away.
Thanks
for the
much,
moment,
Ray.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Áine Lisa. Thank you.